Of the year, I want to just speak it out over your lives. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Being the first Friday, I want to speak out these words of blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And verses 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Amen. The first blessing that I want to pronounce over your life is that he will exalt you above all the nations of the earth. Amen. Because of, not because of what you have done, but because of what Jesus has done, because of his sacrifice on the cross, because that we are his children, I decree it, I speak it over as a pastor over your lives, that the Lord will exalt you this year above every other nation of the earth. He will exalt you. Let this be a year of exaltation for you. Amen. 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 Raise the Lord. Raise the Lord. Raise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let him exalt you. Look at Zephaniah, the book of Zephaniah, the third chapter. The book of Zephaniah, the third chapter. And the 20th verse. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. But I'll make you a name and praise and a praise among all people of the earth. When I turn back your captivity before your eyes, says the Lord. May this promise be upon your lives. May the Lord turn away your captivity. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only may he turn away your captivity, but may he make you or give you a name. People might try to malign your name. People might try to sensualize your name. But may the Lord, may Jesus alone make you a name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what exaltation is all about. May he give you a name. May he give you a honor. May he give you a praise among all the people of the earth, in your neighborhood, in your city, in your workplace, in your country, in the nations of the world. May he give you a name. May he make you a praise among the people of the earth. May Jesus Christ himself exalt you and do that for your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles chapter 7 and the 17th verse. 1 Chronicles chapter 7 and the 17th verse. Sorry, it is 1 Chronicles chapter 17 and 7th verse. 17 and verse 17. And yet this was a small thing in thine eyes, O God, for thou hast also spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come, and hast regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree, O Lord God. May the Lord make you a man or a woman of high degree. You might not have passed your degree, but may the Lord make you a man or a woman of. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody here is not a doctor. Everybody here is not an engineer. Everybody is not here is not an architect. But hallelujah, you might have failed your 10th. But may the Lord make you a man or a woman of high degree. Praise the Lord. David is saying, the Lord made me a man of high degree. David was so conscious of the fact that God picked him up from looking after his father's sheep. Are you with me? He was the eighth son. Eighth is the least, the last of the sons of his father. He was somebody who looked after his father's sheep. He was not in the army. He was not somebody mighty or powerful or strong. But the Bible says God picked him up. And he says, Lord, you have picked me up and you have placed me as a king. And you have made me a man of high degree. Hallelujah. Let him make you a man or a woman of high degree this year. May he exalt you. May he exalt you in the nations of the world. May he pick you up in your hand. Hallelujah. And make your name great. Make you a praise. Make your name something that will make people smile. That will make people happy. When you walk into a room, let the presence of Jesus walk with you. When you walk into a village, hallelujah, let the glory of God envelop that village. Let the presence of the Almighty be upon you. Let your name be made great by the power of the Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I like that scripture. It says that David was chosen by God. In 1 Samuel 16, the Bible says, God was looking for a man. Sometimes people say, Pastor, you know, 2013, 2012, I confess that scripture, nothing happened. I don't think 2014 will be any different. Well, our hope is not in 2014. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Are you with me? Our hope is in Christ. And I have seen the people that God exalts. See, God looks for them. In other words, you know, it is not like God is, you know, what do you say, doing lottery, you know. Oh, let's see who the lucky one is today that I should exalt. 2014, let me look in the congregation, see who the lucky one is. And he's got all the names together in the lottery pot. And he says, okay, Holy Spirit, pick up a name. Name is picked up. And then he says, okay, hi, this brother is going to be exalted this year. That's not how it happens. Our God is a God of logic. He's a God who is intelligent, who is wise. When he exalts somebody, it is not like by chance. He looks, and tonight he is looking, and he looks and looks and looks to find out, who can I exalt? Your background doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your parents think. It doesn't matter what your family thinks. It doesn't matter the people around you, what they think. Only what matters is what God thinks. And God is looking for people. And God looks and looks and looks and finds David. Why? Why did God, if God was looking to find David, it means there were certain qualities that he had that made that exaltation to come upon David. You want to walk in the exaltation that God wants to give you? Why did God exalt David? In Proverbs 15, verse 33, and Proverbs 18, verse 12, it says, my pronunciation is always wrong with this word. Before honor comes humility. Are you with me? Before exaltation comes humility. Humility. God is looking and God looks, and I think he found that quality in David. Hey, this guy is humble. Even when he did great exploits for the Lord, you will find that he was dancing before the Lord, taking off his kingly robes and dancing before the ark of the Lord, where his wife looked through the window and said, how can the king of Israel be acting like this? Why don't you act a little bit more dignified? But he said, no, it was not your father that exalted me. It's not your father that made me the king. It was the Lord God Almighty, and I will worship him with all of my heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. Never forget your beginnings. Never forget where you come from, what your background is, how you have reached thus far. Let me tell you, even in 2014, God's hand of exaltation will come upon you. But always learn to stay humble and say, Lord, here I am, here I am, here I am. If I have anything in my life, it's because of you, Jesus. Ascribe unto him the glory that is due to his, that is due to his name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. David had some qualities. Are you with me tonight? That word is on exaltation. Yahweh wants to exalt you. That's the first Sunday and I'm just speaking that word of blessing over you. David had certain qualities that made God to exalt him, make him a man of high degree, which Saul did not have. When you look into the scriptures, you will find something very interesting. See, if God is looking for somebody, David's quality was that he was humble. The Bible says Saul's quality was that he was proud. He was so proud that God could not actually, you know, keep that anointing upon him. Saul was reckless, irresponsible. He lost the donkey that his father entrusted him. Can you imagine that? A donkey, not a mouse, not a chihuahua, small dog. No, he actually lost the donkey. I mean, Saul is reckless, he's irresponsible. God, his father's donkey, he lost it. He says, I don't know where that went. But look at David. David, when his father entrusted him with sheep, he would take care of the sheep. And the Bible says, even when a bear or a lion came to attack the sheep, David stood his ground, hit the lion, hit the bear, and made sure that he protected the sheep. Praise the Lord. God says, if I'm going to exalt somebody, I'm going to exalt somebody who is mature enough, who is responsible enough to take care of that which I've entrusted him or her. Oh, are you with me? Exaltation is not, God gives you a family, take care of the family. God gives you children, take care of the children. God gives you a business, God gives you something, steward it well, take responsibility over it, pray over it, cover it. It doesn't matter whether a lion comes or a bear comes, whatever comes to attack that which God has given you, stand your ground courageously, be a worshiper, and take victory over that which comes against that which God has given you. Saul was somebody who was not prepared. He was always unprepared. You know, when you read 1 Samuel 9, they go looking for the donkey, and on the way, the servant is saying to Saul, there is a prophet in this town. Shall we go and ask him? Can you imagine that? The servant, when somebody who is your associate pastor has to tell you to seek the face of God, you have a problem. When somebody who is, you're the boss in a company and, you know, the clerk comes and tells you, listen, this is where the prophet stays, go ask him. There's a problem. Are you with me? Not Saul. Saul should have said, listen, where is the prophet? I go searching for him. No. Saul didn't do it. The servant said, there is a prophet in town. And you know what else? When they were going to meet the prophet, Saul said, I don't have anything to give him. I don't have anything to give him. And the servant said, well, I came prepared. I have something to give them. So, can you imagine that? You know, I make it a point that I've learned years back. Whenever a man of God, anybody who serves the Lord comes home, anybody who's serving Jesus, I treat them well. I always make sure, Lord, let me give them something. I don't want to send them empty handed. It's something which I learned to cultivate. Sometimes it's hard because you go into a drawer and you know, you open the drawer and you are last to your last $1,000 there and you say, oh boy, okay. You pray, you pray your heart out on that final money that you have, and then you take it and you smile and you say, brother, praise God, God bless you, take it, go. Are you with me? God sees, God will exalt, God will anoint, God will lift up somebody who's got that attitude. Saul was always unprepared. So much so, Saul was anointed, but the Spirit of God never came upon him till a later time. When you study scripture in 1 Samuel 10, verse 1, the prophet poured that anointing oil over Saul. The anointing came upon him, but the Spirit of God did not come. And so the prophet Samuel is saying, when you go from here and when you are walking down that road and when you're going down, you will meet some people. They will give you some bread, another will give you some wine. Take it, eat, then walk on, and then you will meet some other people. Shake their hands, say hi to them, you know, play with the video game for a minute, then walk on, and then you will meet a company of prophets. And when the company of prophets begin to prophesy, then the Spirit of God will come upon you. Are you with me? Some people, because they are unprepared, it takes a company of prophets. I mean, they stood in every prayer line. They have prayed under every pastor. Are you with me? They have gone to every man of God, every woman of God. They said, hey, place your hands upon me, please pray. And the best of pastors pray, and they go back and there's nothing because they are unprepared in their hearts. But look at David. 1 Samuel 16 says, when the Spirit of God was poured upon David, the Spirit of God came upon him instantly, because I believe he had a prepared heart. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. There are some of you, when the moment the anointing shows up, the moment the word is declared, you get under the anointing because you come prepared. And the power of God hits you. You come with faith. You don't need somebody to push you to believe, push you to get worship the Lord, push you to be encouraged, push you to do the right thing. You come prepared and say, Lord, I'm expecting. Before the prophet can even pour out the oil, you are anointed. The Spirit of God comes upon you. You are jumping up. You are zealous for the Lord. Some of you like Saul because you're unprepared. You're looking for your exaltation. The oil is poured. The blessing is spoken over you. But you go to one pastor or preacher after the other, company of prophets. I like that, company of prophets. It took some time for the Spirit of God to come. Are you with me? Because this guy was not prepared. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, prepare me. I want to walk in your exaltation. I want to walk in your anointing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some people say, you know, well, I'm waiting for my turn to be blessed. Okay, somebody else got blessed. I'm waiting for my turn. See, God doesn't bless somebody by turns. It's not like an Olympic game. Okay, in 2004, have it in Seoul. In 2008, have it in Beijing. In 2012, have it in London. No. That's not how God does it. Are you with me? God looks and he searches. If he wants to exalt you, if he wants to anoint you, use you, he wants to bring about a blessing, he searches, which means you have to be prepared. You have to say, Lord, I'm ready. Whatever you want, I'm willing to obey. This, my attitude is right before you, Lord. and then the power of God comes upon you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. David was the least, but God took him, brought him and said, receive the Spirit. Are you with me? He didn't have to stand in the queue and say, okay, my turn will come, my turn will come. God actually went, picked him up, brought him. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands one more time and say, I want the anointing and the exaltation that comes from the Lord Jesus. Amen. And I close with this. David was exalted and anointed because the Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. This heart is a powerful thing. What do you consider valuable in your life? That's where your heart is. What's the most valuable thing in your heart, in your life? That's where your heart is. Where do you invest your energy? That's where your heart is. Have you seen some people? They never invest their energy into the presence of God in clapping or worshiping or jumping up for the Lord or whatever. But you speak to them about a cricket match, they suddenly remember, they're suddenly excited, and suddenly they are, whew. Or you tell them about a movie, Prithviraj in the Pudhi movie, and suddenly they are, suddenly energy comes. David's energy, his passion, his hunger, his love, his zeal was all directed towards the Lord. He said, Lord, I'm a man who's searching after your heart. I want to do what is in your heart. My heart is after you. I consider you more the most precious thing, the most valuable thing, the most important thing in my life. Jesus, nothing else matters. Those are the guys that God exalts. Those are the guys that God uses. Those are the people whom God blesses. I've always wondered sometimes, why aren't certain people blessed? And I've realized it's got to do with the heart. The third thing, your heart. How you respond to challenges will show what is in your heart. See, when the sheep was attacked, David's first instinct is, okay, I'm not going to run away. Courage. I'm going to protect the sheep. He responded the right way. Are you with me? The Lord told me something amazing in December. He told me, son, there is only one way that you can respond in your life. No matter what people do, what people say, you can only behave and respond one way. The Christian way. There is no option. Forgive, love, bless. Is there any other option? Is there any other option? Sometimes when we go through harassment or negativity or whatever, we think, okay, how should I act? This person was very rude to me. Okay, this person was very bad. Terrible. This person, okay, I'll give it back. Is that there in the Bible? Give it back. Give it back. A good measure shall be given back to you. Pressed together onto your neck. No. There is nothing like giving back in your Christian attitude. That person is bad to me. I'll give it back. I'll wait for my chance. I'll give it back. God cannot exalt you because you will give it back to Him. When things don't go the right way. The call of God is always sovereign. But the choosing of God is not sovereign. It depends on you. Many are called, but few are chosen. As a New Testament believer, many are called. Almost everyone is called. The gospel goes to everyone. It's sovereign. God calls everybody. God's love is unconditional. It's there for everybody, the whole world. But His choosing is by choice. It is by how you respond. It's a powerful thought, huh? It's a powerful thought. In other words, you have to qualify to be chosen. Grace will call you, but faithfulness is what chooses you. Are you with me? Grace calls everybody. God's call. Therefore, everybody, everyone who comes to Jesus, call sovereign. But you're chosen because in your heart, your response is, I want to be faithful to Jesus. I want to do the right thing. And that too in a time of crisis. Are you with me? When the bear comes, you don't think, okay, should I run away? Should I leave church now? Oh my God, a problem came. Should I leave the church now? Totally undecided all the time. How can God exhort you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Last point, and I close. Exaltation comes to people not only humble, who prepare themselves, who've got their heart attitude right with the Lord, but people who are willing to do that, go that extra mile. How many of you heard of Giorgio Armani? And how many of you have heard of Wilson Taylors? Wilson Taylors was my somebody who had a tailoring shop near our old home. Both of these guys are tailors. Are you with me? Giorgio Armani does things in a more classy way. You go to Wilson Taylors, by the time he fixes your pant, one leg is short, one leg is long. That's the only difference. They do it carelessly. They do it. In that size. Are you with me? Let's close our eyes tonight. Take that word into our hearts and say, Lord, I receive that word of exaltation, but let me be ready for that, Lord. I humble myself. I give myself to you. Nothing else matters but to be faithful to Christ. Let's kneel down or stand up in the presence of the Lord tonight.